We drank two little Dixie cups. Two little Dixie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, how are you, Betty?
I'd be better if I hadn't fooled around and hurt my knee.
Oh, no.
Just doing good, but...
What were you doing?
I got a little piece of new furniture in here and had caught it on sale and... Delilah said, now, Mother, do I need to come up and vacuum rinse? No, no. It's actually feeling better and everything. It had been almost 4 weeks, and I wasn't hurting that much, just off and on, you know.
I see.
And I did. I vacuumed a little bit, and then I scrubbed a few little places with a little brush on the carpet where the kids spilled stuff. And then I said to Delilah, let's go shopping for a while. I stayed in there too long and tramped around, and by the time I left, I'd had it, and I've been had it ever since, hurting, so...
You should have got one of those extended warranties.
I know, I'm telling you. I told Delilah, I said, it's not extreme pain, but it's just a different pain, and it's just getting on my nerves.
Okay, hope you get to feeling better soon.
Yeah.
I heard about the Riverview Tavern. Gary and David told me they took a trip down there. So, how long was the River View in operation? When was that?
It was in operation for, well, let's see, I was, yeah. It was in operation from the time, I think, me and my twin brother was, we were about five, I think, when we went up there. It would have been about 1950, 51. It was a booming little place for a while. It was 8 to 10 years more in that neighborhood. Yeah.
Your mom and dad, Esther and Emery Counts, owned it, right?
Esther and Emery, uh-huh.
And then, it was you kids, four, busy bees, Betty, Bob, Bill, and Beulah.
Uh-huh, and Beulah. Beulah was the oldest. Her and Mother, they were the ones that done the cooking and all that when they started out, and they were the ones that started with it, and Daddy had to go to work on another job to help pay where he was in debt for the business, you know. Remodeling and everything, because it was an old garage when they started out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it started out like a garage. They even had an old grease pit like people used to have many, many years ago.
Huh.
That you just drive up on, you know, and Daddy, I remember them saying that they had to fill up that grease pit, you know, with dirt stuff and all that before they could, you know, fix the building and everything. So then we lived upstairs, up over top of it. And it was some kind of life. It was a different life.
How many rooms were up top?
We had three bedrooms up there.
Okay.
And then a big old living room. But the kitchen we had was downstairs because our place was, we just had the one cooking place because Mother cooked down there for us and cooked for the business too, you know.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So it was, you know, it wasn't a real big house, but we thought it was pretty good size, you know, big enough for all of it.
Right, right.
And then the girls that worked for Mom and Dad, they stayed there too, so they would stay there all week. Nobody had, you know, poor people at work like, you know, if they didn't live close, they'd just spend the night there, you know, with us. We slept in the same room as they did where I slept, you know. So, yeah, it was what you call roughing it, you know.